Hello, everybody. I greet you in the name of Jesus. I have a third part of my message today. We have looked at so far at Mary and Martha, and then at the divine dream, the encounter with Jesus. And today we are going to look at which voice. I want to read a very powerful but very well-known verse. In John 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Now, don't switch off thinking, oh yes, I've already heard sermons about that 10,000 times. I know all about it. No, we are going to look at this from a totally different angle. We hear many different voices. We need to assess which ones are the wrong voices, and we need to shut them down. There are voices of my wish, voice of reason, voice of the enemy. There are many voices we hear, and I will demonstrate my different points I want to deliver to you with the following story. A lawyer was in Alaska doing a lawsuit. He was going to catch a plane to go back home. But then his pastor came along and said, listen, I can help you save money. The lawyer said, how is that? I flew a small airplane up here. You can fly with me and save your ticket. The lawyer wasn't convinced about that idea, but as the pastor persuaded him, he finally consented against every better common sense he had. He went with him to the airplane and the lawyer looked at it and walked around this tiny machine and said, one good thing, it looks shiny. Then they got in, he sat at the front with the pilot and his fellow lawyer at the back. Now, ding, 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 alarm bells should come on right now. Because the temptation here is saving money. Well, it's good, you know, to save money. I try it all the time, everywhere I can, but not at the expense of your life. The Bible says, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Very important. We need to do that so much more often that we do not step into the enemy's trap. Now, the voice of reason said, pastors are normally reliable people. He probably speaks sense. Why not? Then he had a bad feeling about it and nevertheless went ahead. The lawyer went ahead and that could have been very bad. You know, God sometimes speaks to us, and when we ignore it and go ahead, we pay the consequences. Anyway, let's go on. The plane started to move. The lawyer asked, should we pray? The pilot said, sure, normally we don't. The lawyer said, but this time we will. Then he prayed a long time, about 5 to 8 minutes. They were now on the runway. The plane lifted gently and climbed up. It was wonderful. There were no problems at all. After a while, something happened, which the lawyer could never forget. The pilot told him, I'm going to pass out. The lawyer said with a shock, you're going to what? They were going right through thick clouds at that moment. Then he started mumbling. His eyes rolled back and he passed out. Then the lawyer grabbed the pilot and shook him, saying, wake up! They were now flying in the clouds with no pilot. His friend in the back seat shouted, we are dead, aren't we? There is a very good chance of that. Yes, the lawyer replied. What are we going to do? His friend asked. The lawyer replied, I don't know. There was a radio right there, so the lawyer handed the friend the microphone and said, "Start asking for help." He started to shout, "Hello, hello!" They didn't know any proper flight speech etiquette. All he said was, "Hello!" Then, to their surprise, they heard a voice answering, "Don't you guys know any proper radio etiquette?" And they said, "We don't know nothing. We are in a plane with a passed out pilot and we don't know how to fly this thing." The radio voice replied, "I'm afraid of flying out of Anchorage on the way to Tokyo." Anchorage is the largest city in Alaska. "You are telling me that you have nobody who can fly that plane with you?" "That is exactly correct," answered the lawyer. The lawyer was bathed in sweat. The radio voice then said, "The first thing I'm going to do is circling you so that I won't lose you. Because if I will fly out of range of your radio, then you won't have me anymore." He then continued, "I'm gonna get Anchorage Emergency for you. They will be able to help you." Sometimes it takes a while until we are tuned in with the right voice who actually can help you and me. And of course, I'm referring here to the voice of God. After about 5 minutes, the Anchorage Emergency came on the radio and said, "We understand you have a passed out pilot and the rest in the plane do not know how to fly that plane. Is that correct?" "That's right," answered the lawyer. "The first thing we need to do is find you." The lawyer never forgot what that man from Anchorage said next. "My job is to get you home safe. If you want me to take you home safe, then you need to promise me to obey my voice. You can't see me, but I can see you. If you are not going to obey my voice, you are going to die." The lawyer realized, when you can't see anything, then you have no idea how disorientated you can become. The emergency base said, "You are 4 minutes before a mountain. If you don't do what I tell you, then you're gonna crash into that mountain and die. Follow my voice." The lawyer never had to question, should I follow the emergency voice? He didn't question if it was reasonable. He understood without this voice, he had nothing. He is finished. Do you understand that without God's voice, you have nothing and you are in great danger of dying? The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. If we don't listen to God's voice, then eventually our enemy will destroy us. Finally, the Anchorage Emergency had the plane turned and froze the rest of the traffic in the air and said to the lawyer, "You are 1.5 hours to Anchorage and there is a lot of weather in between. You are in for a rough ride. I want you to hear me. I don't want you to look what is going on outside. I don't want you to pay attention to the storm, just my voice. If you start watching the storm, you will die. But I will take you through it." This is exactly what we need to do. Not to look at the storm. Peter looked at the waves and started to sink. Fix your eyes on Jesus only in the storm. Do not listen to the voice of reason, nor the enemy's voice, nor your own voice. Now, because they cleared all the traffic, Several pilots, those nighttime freighters and 747s, started to talk to the lawyer and his friend. "We are praying for you, man. You're gonna make it. But listen to the voice. That's the key. Trust the voice." These are voices of encouragement. But at the same time, they also heard other voices in their heads. Do you realize your head is full of voices? And everybody in this world wants to talk to you. And everybody wants to be the controlling voice. TV, radio, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, governments, newspaper. Everybody is talking to you. Who do you switch off? And who do you let talk? Jesus says in John 10:4, the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. You've got to make a choice. Which voice are you going to follow? To hear the right voices is one thing, but to follow the voice is another matter. Finally, the plane went through the worst of the weather, but there was still more. And then the voice came back and it said, "I'm gonna line you up. I'm gonna bring you in right down the runway. And at the foot of the runway are some lights. And they are in the form of a cross. Don't you forget this. The cross is the way home." Praise God! The only way we can get to our final destination called Heavenly Home is through the cross. Because Jesus paid for our sin. We can get saved if we repent and make Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and Master of our lives. Finally, he was bringing them down. The men in the plane still couldn't see anything. They just obeyed the voice. About 400 feet, which is about 120 meters off the ground, they saw the cross. The lawyer landed the plane. Finally, the plane came to a stop, and the minute they stopped, the pilot woke up. The voice said, "Thanks for listening. I watch many planes crash and burn because they wouldn't follow my voice. They don't understand that I can see them even if they can't see me. But they get the voices in their heads and they kill themselves. They self-destruct. So many people on this world self-destruct them and die because they wouldn't listen to the voice of God. They wouldn't want to surrender their lives to Jesus and get saved. They choose to follow their own will and reject that fine life-giving voice of the Holy Spirit. Then the airplane crew was put in a motel room, and about 4 a.m. they got a knock at the door, and the lawyer opened the door. A man was standing there. He said, "Hello, David." The lawyer immediately said, "You are the voice. You are the one who got me home safe." He said, "I am." Do you understand? If you are a Christian, one day you will be standing before him and say, "You were the voice. You were the voice who brought me home. You were the voice who helped me through all the impossible difficulties I faced in life." I tell you, in that moment, you better want to have had listened to that voice here on earth. The lawyer said, "All I remember was the voice who said, 'Stay with me, stay with me.
Don't listen to what's going on in your head and don't watch the storm. Stay with me and I will take you through. Today, you have a God who has promised you to take you through, but you have got to listen and obey his voice. If you are not a born-again Christian yet, then repent of your sin, turn to Jesus, and make him Lord of your life, following his voice. Go to Jesus' feet and listen what the voice is telling you. Also pray, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Pay attention to the right voice.